things come from. And then there are, you can see that some of these properties are related to each other.
So, for instance, the polarization is the derivative of the free energy with respect to the electric field. And if you differentiate the polarization with respect to the stress, then you get one of the piezoelectric coefficients. But if you first differentiate the free energy over here, if you first differentiate the free energy with the stress, then you would get the strain. And if you differentiate the strain with respect to the electric field, this is an inverse piezoelectric effect. And you can see that the element of the piezoelectric effect calculated this way and the inverse piezoelectric effect calculated that way must be the same because they're both second derivatives of the free energy. And it doesn't matter which order you differentiate a function. You can differentiate first with one variable and then with the other variable. So these two must be the same. And these are then called Maxwell relations. And they're essentially the same things as the Maxwell relations which you have seen in the thermodynamics course, where you start with a free energy and you take two derivatives of it. So there are other properties like this, where you have some quantity and you differentiate the free energy, in this case, you differentiate the free energy to get the magnetization, and you do that by differentiating with respect to magnetic field. Then you take the magnetization and you differentiate by electric field. That must be the same as if you start out with the electric polarization and differentiate it with respect to the magnetic field. So these coefficients are the magnetoelectric polarization coefficients. How the magnetization changes as you change the electric field, or it's related to how the electric polarization changes when you change the magnetic field. Okay. These kinds of relations can be useful both in experiments and in calculations, because sometimes it's possible to measure both quantities. If you can measure how the, if you take a system that's got a magnetization and a polarization, I don't know if that's very common, probably not, but, well, everything will have some induced polarization if you apply an electric field. So you take some system and you you apply a magnetic field and it has a response, a magnetization, and you apply an electric field and it has a polarization, and then you look how the magnetization changes as you change the electric field and how the polarization changes as you change the magnetic field, and those two things should be the same. If they're not, there's probably some kind of systematic error in the experiment. Also, if you do a calculation of these quantities, you could just calculate them both and see if you get the same answer.